Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations. But now it's time for your new business journey. As I mentioned, 2 in 5 Americans want to start a business or are already business owners, and they have a lot of questions. And so today we're going to be talking a little bit about gratitude and how does gratitude impact your business. Kenya Gibson, can you tell us how gratitude impacts your business?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say having an attitude of gratitude creates an atmosphere of graciousness, right? So if you go into a situation where if you're negotiating a business deal or a new contract, or maybe you have a new product that you're going to launch, I feel like that type of energy is reciprocal and it resonates with the people who you're trying to do business with. So if you go in and you're positive and your outlook is great and you're grateful for everything that's going on with you, that typically comes out in the communication.
I think that's a really great point. You know, back in the olden days when I first started like lawyering, everything was supposed to be tough, right? You were always supposed to be staring down your opponent and you're banging your hand on the negotiating table, and things have changed so much now. People really want to have a positive environment and they want a trustful environment, mm-hmm. right? Where people feel like they can trust the people that they're doing business with.
Well, and I have to agree with Kenya, and maybe you guys can tell us. I think it's all about the energy that you put out. Because I think if you put out hostile energy, like you've heard that saying, gosh, the guy walked into the room and everybody instantly hated him before he even opened his mouth, right?
So who is that guy?
Well, I won't name any names. But it's because of the energy that you're putting out to other people and they can feel that.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Jack?
Well, I've often even said that it's not really about what you say, but it's how you make people feel. Right? Like when you're in a room or you're creating content, at the very end of the day, when you can say stuff that's relatable or that touches people's hearts, it goes so much longer and they'll remember it a lot longer than any chart, graph, or any other fancy thing you probably said on stage.
So is that a trait you cultivate in yourself? Is that something that you focus on developing, or is that just something that people sort of naturally have?
I think it comes with time. I'm somebody, and I'm sure I'm not the only one here in the room, who loves hearing stories and where people come from. And I think the more people you meet, the more stories you hear, the more not just unique you think you are, but also how relatable and thematic a lot of our lives are.
Chris?
I've always thought that everybody's heard that your net worth is your network, right? So just having gratitude with the people you meet today, right? And when I started out, like I always, like the new guy would reach out to me, cell phone when we used to have to actually call before you'd text, right? And I'd be like, hey, you want to have a 15-minute coffee meeting? Let's have a 15-minute coffee meeting. I'd always, first part of my business, I'd always give someone 15 minutes. You just never knew when that next person would influence your business or change your business or anything.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting how business communication has changed. And I think that kind of influences how our relationships work. Alice?
When you asked that question, the first thing that came to my mind is positivity, that you have to have positive energy, but also a sense of humility, mm-hmm. and a humbleness, that in order to be grateful, you kind of understand that you're one part of a whole and that it takes a collective to create real change in the world, and small things matter. And if we all work together, we can change the world.
Yeah, and I love the humility part, right? Like, I think that gratitude definitely does birth humility, and we all need that because it keeps us grounded and it helps us relate to people better and understand their needs.
So what's the takeaway from our gratitude discussion today?
Be grateful.
Be grateful. Be grateful. Okay. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.